Proclamation number 8177 of 14th of May, 1962. Acceptance of the stream of grace. A flow of grace of utmost significance has flowed to earth, but its value is not recognized. My love has overlooked all people's shortcomings and given them an undeserved gift, and this gift could suffice to remedy the shortcomings and lead people to perfection. Yet this gift of grace is not valued. People pass it by and remain unimpressed by a gift which is extremely effective if its effectiveness is permitted by people's will. A spiritual low has occurred, and I turned the best antidote to people which could help them to reach the highest level if only they would use it. And only very few recognize the value of my gift of grace and allow themselves to be helped into beatitude. And the time is approaching its end. People are in the last time of grace and don't recognize the flow of grace which flows to them from above to impart strength and light to them. And they need both if they want to survive this end without harm, if they want to enter the kingdom of peace and beat it out before the end of the earth, or if they want to belong to those who survive the end and are brought to the new earth. And people can no longer be pointed to this end in any other way than through my word which sounds to them from above, which is truly the greatest gift of grace for them, because it could bring them salvation from utmost spiritual adversity if only they would accept it and let it take effect on them. Yet they don't believe, and thus they will meet an end with terror, because I cannot compulsorily direct their will, because they decide for themselves and I don't prevent them from doing so. But I will not cease to send my messengers to them. I will send my word to those whose hearts I also recognize as receptive and willing, who willingly allow my flow of grace to flow into them and with it receive the strength to change according to my will. And again, it is up to every individual soul how it uses my gift of grace, for every individual soul can contribute to the salvation of its fellow human beings if it also passes on my word to them. If it feels driven from within to point its fellow human beings to the love of a God and Creator who wants to be a father to people, who wants to save them from greatest spiritual adversity before the end comes. And I will truly always be with my blessing with those who work for me and my kingdom, who want to convey to their fellow human beings what moves them themselves. And I will also guide them along the paths where they meet like-minded souls who now strive towards me together. I would like to help every person to come to the realization before the end why he walks across the earth. Yet most people still oppose me, which I will not break by force. And therefore my gift of grace is also not recognized but rejected. And I have to let this happen because I don't force the will. Yet I bless every voluntary service, for you humans can sometimes make it easier for yourselves to gain access to fellow human beings. You are more likely to be listened to if you inform them of me and my word, and spiritual conversations can be held which enable my beings of light to intervene or penetrate people's thoughts. For every possibility is exploited which still promises success, which can still save a soul from ruin, from a new banishment into matter when the end has come. And if people would take note of what is about to happen to them, they would believe in my word which is conveyed to them from above, then they would truly not be lost, for then they would also receive strength for a changed way of life. They would recognize me myself and take the path to me and then also be saved for all eternity. For I only require your bond with me in this earthly life, which is equal to the right decision of will, that you turn away from my adversary and consciously take the path to me. Then you will have escaped the deepest darkness, and then an ascent into the kingdom of the beyond will also be certain for you. If you have not yet reached such a high degree of maturity on earth, But then you will no longer be able to descend into the abyss because you turned to me, who created you as a product of my love. Amen.